We have strong laws in the U.S. that protect against the theft of trade secret information. But what about a situation when a Chinese company steals trade secrets from another Chinese company in China and then imports the products made with the ill-gotten technology into the U.S.? The answer may depend on whether the stolen trade secrets originated in the U.S. and whether there is a U.S. industry affected by the imported goods. Consider the recent case of Tianrui Group versus Standard Car Truck Company. The Tianrui Group is a Chinese company that manufactures railway wheels. An American manufacturer of cast steel railway wheels, Amsted, had a number of secret processes which it used to produce railway wheels, including the ABC process. Amsted did not use its ABC process anymore, but it licensed its trade secret process to a Chinese company, Datong ABC Castings. The Chinese employees of Datong signed confidential non-disclosure agreements prohibiting them from disclosing any secret information learned over the course of their employment. The Tianrui Group sought to obtain a license from Amsted for their secret process, but they did not succeed in doing so. Very brazenly, Tianrui then hired away 9 of Datong's employees with knowledge about the secret ABC process and soon thereafter began producing cast steel railway wheels using the secret process. Tianrui also sought to import their railway wheels into the U.S. The fact that trade secret information had been misappropriated was clear. The only problem was that the misappropriation had taken place entirely outside the U.S. It is a bedrock legal principle that American law applies within the territories of the United States, and there's a strong presumption against extraterritorial enforcement of U.S. law. However, Section 337 of the 1930 Tariff Act authorizes the International Trade Commission, the ITC, to exclude articles from entering the U.S. when it finds that unfair methods of competition were employed in producing those articles, and these methods then substantially injure an industry in the U.S. When Amsted filed a complaint against Tianrui in the ITC, the ITC barred the importation of Tianrui's wheels by reasoning that Tianrui had made them by misappropriating trade secrets relating to the ABC process from Datong. On appeal to a federal appellate court, Tianrui complained bitterly that Section 337 was being used to punish purely foreign conduct. A 3-judge federal appellate panel was divided 2-1 on this issue. The majority concluded that the misappropriation in China was causing a domestic injury to industry in the U.S., and Amsted was seeking a domestic remedy against the consequences of foreign conduct. The court held that the ITC was not attempting to regulate conduct in China, but it also noted that Chinese trade secret law was not adequate compared to the U.S., even though China was a member of the WTO and a signatory to the WTO Agreement on the Trade-Related Aspects of Intellectual Property, the TRIPS Agreement. Stretching prior notions of national jurisdiction to protect against global theft of valuable technology may be unavoidable in our world, where science and technology travels just as freely as goods, services, capital, and labor. Economic espionage is a substantial concern in global technology markets, and carefully expanding the reach of existing U.S. law to achieve a just outcome may be tempting for U.S. courts. 2 points remain. This decision protects Amsted's intellectual property and its business, but it also deprives American consumers of the possible lower prices for Tianrui's wheels. Second, any tit-for-tat foreign backlash against the U.S. triggered by such decisions will also play out in the future in global markets and in foreign courts and jurisdictions. I'm Jay Kaysen.